Hello.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Is this Patricia Lepson?
Yes.
Hi, I'm just calling Ms. Patricia because we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving, that you are in a safe place where you can talk?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not driving.
Okay, great. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live? Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Clever?
Cameron.
Okay.
Cameron.
Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all of or almost calls on a regular home phone, someone on a cell phone, and someone on a regular home phone? All or almost calls are on cell phone?
All of my calls are on cell phones. I don't have a landline.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, by a candidate, or for political office?
Would you repeat that again, please?
Yes. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay.
No.
In what year were you born?
1948.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian or white? Caucasian, okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Do you grade school, some high school graduate, some college, not degree?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Now, thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the Joe Biden, Harris administration is doing? Are you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Of the Joe Biden administration?
Yes.
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Now, if the elections for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Definitely Republican?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, I would like you to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first what you heard of this person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, you just tell me and we'll go to the next one. For example, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion or never heard.
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay. Now, Vicente Gonzalez, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion. Never heard.
Who's that again?
Excuse me?
What was the name again?
Vicente Gonzalez? Vicente Gonzalez? Have you heard about him? You don't have an opinion?
No. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Alejandro Mayorkas?
No. Fair. I'm not very political minded about people like that.
So no opinion, or you never heard of? Okay.
No opinion.
Okay, Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Mara Flores, is verifiable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and no
pain. Very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Do you go for, like, education, crime and public safety, healthcare, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, fentanyl and drug addiction, climate change, job and economy, border security, abortions, national security, and foreign affairs? Which one?
Is this just one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
just one. I would say the one about inflation and...
Okay, inflation and the cost of living. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now, thinking ahead to the November election, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the older state and local offices?
Very. 10.
10. Okay. Now, if the election for president was being held today, from whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Republican.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colleen Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
The Republican.
Is that Ted Cruz?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, Mara Flores, Republican?
Mara Flores, Republican.
Okay. Just a moment. Mara Flores. Okay. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign, and after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Now, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted doubtful in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then votes for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas family while ranking in record profits. Are you more likely to this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
I
don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez vote against more border agents and support the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Are you much more likely to this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
I don't know how to answer that because I'm in the border town. And I think that we need to control who comes to the border. So.
Okay. So that would be like much more likely or no different?
Much more likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Are you much more likely to this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know?
He's wanting to give drugs to kids. I am definitely not in agreeing to that.
So that is much less likely, right?
Much less likely.
Okay, so while families struggle to fill their groceries cart and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez vote to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of the taxpayer funding benefit. Are you much more likely to this statement? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know?
Yeah. Would you repeat that again? I don't understand the person's name.
Yes, Vicente Gonzalez. While families while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez vowed to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Are you
With that at all. Much likely, I don't agree, no.
Okay. And the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congress Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez vowed to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Are you more likely to this statement, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Much less likely.
Okay. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mara Flores, Republican?
Mara Flores, Republican.
Okay. Now, I just have a few questions for study purposes. If politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republic, or something else? Are you a strong Republican, not so strong Republican, lean to Republican? Oh.
Completely Republican.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues? Are you very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal?
Very conservative.
Okay, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class. We're both retired, so up, yeah.
Okay, are you currently employed, a student, stay-at-home, retired, you said, right?
Retired.
Okay, now regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote, in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Now, so that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.